Welcome to the Creep Off. I want a scum stream with Carl and Vinny. I need a scum stream with Creep tonight. I want a scum stream with Carl and Vinny. Gotta have some paddles and people who just ain't right. I need a scum stream. I want a scum stream.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another bonus episode of The Creep Off. You are the creeps of the crop, and I'm excited to welcome my two guest hosts today because Carl's traveling. It's Croge and it's Andy.
What's happening, Vinny Paulino?
Oh, gentlemen, 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 today we are going to have so much fun. It is great to see both of you, all of us together. This is some type of fucking trinity. The unholy triumvirate.
The boys are back.
Right. Devil's Triangle.
Ew. Ew. Out of the gate. Well, this is the Creep Off. That's fine. Now, as an extra special thank you to all of you who subscribe to our bonus content, today we have decided to do a show exclusive, like an expose about a place.
Yeah.
A place that some people are down on. They talk shit about it. Did you guys know this?
I have heard that, yeah.
Yeah, they're calling it crap coral.
Oof.
And that's not true. The water smells like eggs, but it doesn't smell like crap. Come on, guys.
crepe coral.
No, my friends. Today it will be creep coral because we are going down to Florida, baby. Where'd my Florida music go? I'm fucking up already.
Come on, Florida.
God damn it. I'm pretty much the worst guys out there.
We'll clean this up in post.
No post.
Florida, Florida, you got to get your shit together. Get your shit. Why so many creepy bugs? Creepy bugs. What the hell is going on there? Maybe it's a swamp gas. A flagrant old theater get buzzed. Come on, Florida.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun. Now, not only does Carl live in Florida, our good buddy Carl, my good friend Stuttering John lives down there, too.
Your new best friend?
My new best friend. I'm very worried about his safety once I started reading about this place. Because, guys, it sounds like there are problems that I don't think either of them planned on. Because all it took is I messaged gangrenously Alex, who helps me find stories all the time. Alex, you do the greatest job in the world. Everyone who's a Creep Off fan should love Alex.
Mm-hmm.
It took him. I said, hey, I'm thinking about featuring Cape Coral. See if you can find any stories. I'm going to look a little bit later. Within 5 minutes, ba-bam, 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 yeah. Ba-bam, ba-bam. This episode is chock full of creeps, guys.
Yeah. But they were both talking about how they're having problems with their water and their well water. So I was like, well, what's going on with that? And I went on YouTube, and it's just like one story after another. The canal is drained. People are running hoses from like one house to another so that they can do their dishes.
Dodging fucking alligators as they do it.
Right.
Because as they like to point out about the great town of Creep Coral, the city has more miles of canals than Venice, Italy.
Yeah, than anywhere in the world.
Sounds fancy.
They don't drain them like we do here in New York. I can't imagine what that place smells like or what the mosquitoes look like there. Holy fuck, man. Just those big stale-ass canals laying everywhere. It's like 400 miles of them, they said.
With prehistoric mosquitoes.
Yeah, seriously.
Landing on your head, flying your dog away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know there's one animal that Florida is synonymous with, and it turns out they're having some bigger problems than you would expect with alligators. Wait till you see this, gentlemen. This is a story from... Oh, sorry, wrong one, guys. Here we go. This is a story from... What is this? NBC2 out of Cape Coral. So wait till you see this, guys.
And along the canal off Santa Barbara Boulevard, he's explaining why this could be a bad sign for you and your pets.
That's right.
So it's a little, you know, you get a little nervous knowing that these things are around. Take a look at this video. That alligator swimming in a Cape Coral canal, but it doesn't really shy away from the people recording it. Instead, it started to swim right toward them.
NBC2's Gage Golding is local tonight along the canal off Santa Barbara Boulevard. He's explaining why this could be a bad sign for you and your pets.
In a city where there are more canals than in Venice, Italy, you can only imagine what lives
in our front
paradise.
It's Florida.
And the American alligator sure does love Florida.
I'd see him every now and then, small, maybe 6-footer. I saw an 8-footer and possibly the big one, which is probably around 10 foot.
So seeing one out in his backyard canal.
That guy just said he saw a small one that was 6 foot.
Yeah.
And then a small one that was 8 foot.
Oh, that is.
Do those seem like small alligators to anybody?
Terrifying. That is fucking nightmare.
If you said 2 feet, I'd say it's a big alligator.
Yeah. And with half of them being the head, what the jaw on a 10-foot alligator could take you all.
Jesus. All right, here we go. Why does my mouse?
Canal was nothing out of the ordinary. This one, however, is a different story.
All right, I know what you're thinking. A gator in Florida waters. Nothing new, right? Well, it's what this gator did and didn't do that raised eyebrows. Instead of shying away, it actually started coming towards the people filming it.
That it didn't retreat. That as soon as it saw the light, it moved forward.
This cell phone video recorded Monday night off Northeast 20th Street shows the gator coming right for the light. When it reaches the seawall, the person holding the phone clearly had enough.
That is a problem. Someone's been feeding them.
Ask Tony Armstrong, and he could tell you different occasions he's spotted people on this canal feeding gators, which is highly illegal in Florida.
We did see them feeding the gator, and I actually screamed.
Guys, there's a bunch of hand-fed gators running around Cape Coral or those canals, boys.
Yeah.
I'm sure Jenny Jingles is down there feeding them, like Betty White and Lake Placid, fattening these things up, just so one day when she gets sick of Carl, she's just going to be like, oops.
Oh, my God. That's a horrifying thought.
Everybody in this video is like the epitome of Florida, too.
Yeah, this
Both
guy.
These people being interviewed.
What is this guy's skin color? Armor hot dog? Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay.
Came across the canal and said, don't feed the gators.
It's really a stupid thing to do.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission says alligators are naturally scared of humans. This gator coming towards humans means it may associate you and me with being fed food.
You're putting other people at risk. That could be deadly.
It's what leads to attacks. And truthfully, it's not even the animal's fault. But nonetheless, gators are here and certainly aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, guys, so that's a fun fact about Cape Coral.
Oh.
The gators are getting used to humans and associating them with food.
Yeah, they're like a Looney Tunes. They look at a human and they just turn into a hot dog. You know what I mean? Yeah. They just see food everywhere they
look. Oh, my God.
Carl, and they're getting bigger and more aggressive. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, at least Carl's pool is like in a glass dome.
It's like a fishbowl. It's like a buffet for alligators. It's a sneeze guard.
I'm sure it's going to be really refreshing to go jump into your pool when you go into your muggy terrarium to go dive. But all right. Guys, gators aren't the only problem. Ready for this?
There's more.
Nile monitor lizards are running fucking wild in Cape Coral, Florida, guys. For those of you who don't know what they are a massive, massive lizard. And as we are about to learn, thousands of them are living in Cape Coral.
He was big. He had to have been 4 foot, at least, head to tail.
Check this out. A Nile monitor lizard is creeping around homes in Cape Coral. This one was spotted near Southeast 14th Terrace this week. These lizards are big. The biggest one gets up to about 6.5 feet long. If you put it vertically... That's taller than I am.
Yep.
Both measure about 5 feet long. Still, pretty big. The lizards are native to Africa. NBC2's Gina Tomlinson is
really knocking it out of the park with these graphics.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I really like it. And if they turn the lizard sideways and move the tail around, they can make it look like the state of Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be the state animal soon.
I don't even want to go visit after watching this story. Like, Carl invited Jess and I down. I'm like, oh, yeah, it sounds great, buddy. But now I got John running around.
Yeah.
I got monitor lizards and I got alligators that are used to fucking humans.
Speaking of invasive species, Stuttering John is there now. If they're going to end up like the bullfrogs in The Simpsons, right? They're just going to be everywhere soon.
We should call them weasel wazzers.
Yeah. People are just going to have like machetes, like snow brushes, to clean off their cars. Oh, it's just my lizard machete.
Yeah.
I go everywhere with it.
And let's not forget the pythons. The pythons are also running loose across Florida.
Okay.
So, I mean, if this isn't enough to make you avoid the whole state to begin with, it's Cape Coral in particular,
yeah,
where these Nile fucking monitor lizards are. They'll kill your fucking dog.
Yeah.
They're very, like, they can be very mean and nasty.
You have to put it on the wheel of consequences. Go swimming in Carl's Canal.
Carl's Canal. Go on Carl's Canal's cruise. All spelled with gays. I don't know. Let's watch some of this video. Let's see what else we got on this.
Coral tonight showing us what you should do if you see one.
Jill Alvord isn't the only neighbor who's seen one of these massive lizards near this canal. She says when it comes to its size, this photo she snapped doesn't even do it justice.
It was right here, and he was big. He had to have been 4 foot.
Living on the canal in Northeast
that was my
Cape,
wife.
Jill Alvord and her three dogs,
Cooper, Jack, and Bear,
are used to seeing birds and lizards.
They don't mind the natural wildlife.
But last week's visitor looked more like a monster.
Round nose, a longish body, and a longer tail.
This Nile monitor lizard.
That's a lizard, all right, honey. Good description.
Alvord says came inches away from her lanai door.
By the time I got my husband and came back, he was headed up towards the steps. He was not afraid of the three dogs growling at him. Then sprinted off the corner of the seawall. Didn't know they could swim. Very fast swimmers.
With a giant...
Holy shit, I don't want to go there. Oh my god, they got like 6.5 foot lizards now that aren't alligators that are just jumping fucking in and out of the water.
It's like living in a Godzilla movie.
Yeah, they come out, terrorize your pets, disappear again, you just gotta fucking wait for the next time.
Oh my god, do you want to be the one who mows your lawn? How do you even like mow your lawn?
You need like a defender. You have to. It's a two-person job now.
Yeah.
Somebody to mow the lawn and somebody to fight off the Gila monsters.
Cover me, I'm weed whacking.
Holy shit. Let's see what else we got
lizard
here.
Lizard at large. Neighbors who have also seen Nile monitors in this canal lately want to know how worried to be.
Cape Coral has the biggest population of Nile monitor lizards in Florida.
Andrew Durso is an assistant professor of wildlife biology at FGCU. He says the invasive creature is not aggressive unless acting defensively.
And... hurt you at all. I mean, they could if you...
Have you noticed that that's what all these conservationists always say? They're not aggressive unless they're just being defensive. Like, some guy walks to his car and a fucking eagle decided that that's where its nest was supposed to be and their whole face is clawed up.
Yeah.
They were just defending their nest. Well, this nest is by my fucking car,
sir.
Like, these things... This guy, he's just trying to make sure there's not a panic. I would be panicked.
Tried to pick them up. You know, they can bite. They can scratch.
Now, could one of these Nile monitor lizards eat your pet?
Durso says it's pretty unheard of.
They do eat a lot of small animals. You know, they definitely eat, like, baby burrowing owls and baby gopher tortoises.
Tonight, Alvord is warning neighbors to keep their fur babies protected. In Cape Coral, I'm Gina Tomlinson, NBC2.
Okay, this is adorable.
Butt plug.
This is adorable. There's a dog suckling a big black butt plug on the local news. Maybe Cape Coral isn't so bad, everybody.
I like the expert's advice was, when you see a 6-foot lizard, don't try to pick it up. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, good advice.
I'll keep that in mind.
My favorite part was the two old biddies yelling across the canal at each other.
Did you see one?
Did a lizard eat your dog? I was getting my hysterectomy and a lizard ate my dog.
Great.
Well, not only are these indigenous species just already non-indigenous species, these invasive species.
There we go.
I'm a fat-tongued idiot.
Third try's a charm.
Thank you, Croge. Thank you for being a good friend, buddy. But I have another story for you.
Oh,
in Cape Coral, The Federal Wildlife Commission filed charges against 8 people suspected of snake trafficking.
Snake trafficking?
Yeah, in Cape Coral.
Oh, boy.
Nearly 200 snakes consisting of 24 species from 7 different regions were purchased. Some of these snakes are among the most dangerous in the world. Now, the Florida rules and laws are in place to protect the public and prevent tragedies from occurring. So you are not allowed to own these at all. They are very strict right now in Florida because they are getting overrun, as we spoke with Nile Monitor fucking lizards. Yeah,
no shit.
And alligators.
We got enough reptiles here.
These animals that they had in this guy's fucking garage, he had all these tanks set up, 200 or so some odd snakes that he's just selling to whoever.
Oh.
I heard Muttering Jay told me that Stuttering John was trying to orchestrate a snakes on a plane scenario for Carl's JetBlue flight home.
Right now, Chris and Carl's faces are being bitten by cobras. Well, the reason why I wanted to bring this up, guys, and I want to make sure I have the right part of the story here. Not only were they trafficking these, they were talking about letting some of them loose so that they could repopulate and make more of them.
Oh, fuck.
A fucking hellscape down there.
These people are just like, you know, it'd be fun if we just get more of these. So let's let them loose and let them start breeding. Fucking awesome. Jesus Christ, what an awful place. The cops are terrible too. You want to know about the cops?
Oh, let's talk cops.
All right. This is from a month or two ago. Within a week, a second Lee County Sheriff's deputy is on unpaid leave because he was arrested for drunk driving in Coral, Cape Coral.
Yeah.
The Sheriff Carmine Marceno announced Wednesday. He announced that Deputy Keith Lucas, he's 48, of Cape Coral, was arrested early Wednesday. He was released hours later on a $1,000 bond. Lucas was arrested on a DUI charge after police stopped him at for a traffic infraction. The Sheriff's Office said he was off duty, driving his personal car and had worked until 5 p.m. the day before. Now, the week before that, another officer, Roberto Fabella, who's 51, he's due in court on September 28th for the same fucking thing. So the cops are just fucking whatever. They're scofflaw drug driving around. Do you know how bad you have to be driving if you're a cop to get pulled over, number one?
Yeah.
But that not only to get pulled over, but to actually, like, if you had just had one or two get arrested like this.
Yeah, you would think a colleague would do you a solid and let you go. But
yeah,
they're so hammered that they're like, You leave us no choice. We have to take you to jail.
Yeah, your driving has to be so bad you have to wake up the cop who's also drunk.
Yeah, there's two choices here. Either this guy was super stupid, sloppy drunk, or the other cops are just pricks. But, either way, I don't want to live there. Carl's going to run into problems.
Can you imagine? You're like, 911, help. There's an alligator eating a 7-foot monitor lizard on my front lawn. Please send somebody. Oh, I'm sorry, everybody's 3 sheets to the wind. Yeah, we have nobody to help you. They're all in jail or wasted.
Oh, man. And then at the end of the story, by the way, guys, there's some other things that are mentioned here. Other deputies arrested in recent months. There's a little list.
Oh, boy.
2 Lee County deputies accused of pouring hot water on at least 3 inmates have had charges reduced earlier this year.
Oof.
So these guys were burning inmates with hot water.
What the fuck?
And they still, you know, lowered their charges. Another deputy was fired and arrested after authorities said he shared confidential information linked to streetcar racing on a social media platform with individuals tied to the issue.
That sounds like nothing compared to all the rest of this shit.
He's trying to help Dom Toretto, dude.
Yeah, yeah, I'm fine with that.
Fuck it, they found Toretto's mole. All right, let's keep going. Cape Coral. A man was caught on a camera sneaking up to a home in Cape Coral and stealing a family's kayak. Now,
the fuck you steal a kayak?
Well, here's why he did it. There, I don't know if you know this, but there are more miles of canal.
Oh, is that true?
In Cape Coral than in Venice.
No shit.
Yes, I read that.
Yeah. It's wild. They should bring that up every once in a while.
Yeah. Now, the neighbor said that the same man that used the stolen kayak to paddle down the Seminole Lake Cleveland Canal and steal from everyone's docks.
Oh, fuck.
So he stole the kayak and then just went to everybody's back dock and stole whatever he could off of all of them. Now, after he got done, he was reported. The Cape Coral police say one man reported someone stole his fishing pole. Hours after stealing the kayak, Hall said, this woman said she saw her daughter. I'm sorry, guys. Her daughter saw the suspect walking around the neighborhood, and she said he started catcalling her. And this is like a young teenage girl. She's like, Mom, that's the guy. So, like, they recognized him from the doorbell cam, and now he's back hitting on the teenage daughter. Florida's fucking great.
Yeah, always good to bring attention to yourself after you've committed a bunch of crimes on camera.
He's walking on the street with a fishing pole and a kayak paddle.
Yeah, what do people keep on their docks? Like spent coolers and fucking empty
fishing
cans
poles
and shit?
Fishing
poles? Like,
but the girl said she was immediately turned off because he smelled so heavily of alcohol.
Oh. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, you gotta cover that with some cologne. I learned that young.
Not my type.
You know what else they have in Cape Coral? So far, we've got alligators, venomous snakes that people are just having fun with, Nile monitor lizards,
dock pirates,
drunk cops, dick asshole cops, this fucking guy, drunk fucking canoers.
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. They got perverts, guys.
Oh.
They got perverts.
You say?
Sometimes I think they...
Cape Coral, baby. The police released images of a man who was accused of looking up women's skirts and then exposing himself inside a grocery store.
Oh. What the fuck? At least he's got some range. You know what I mean?
Buddy.
Sometimes he's looking, sometimes he's showing. You got to respect that.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, it's called Publix, not Privates.
Oh.
Come on. What are we doing here?
Nailed it.
What are we doing here? Come on. that was pretty good.
Do 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 up, do 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 up.
Now, this guy's like rolling around the store under a cart like a bag of puppy chow with his dick out, trying to look up women's dresses.
Was
he hiding under the stairwell? Or, like, does he have mirrors on his shoes? How does this work? Right.
He was just going up behind him and trying to film under their skirts.
Yeah. Could you get that thing on the bottom shelf for me?
Yeah. Yeah. Ma'am, I dropped my pencil. Could you get that for me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, found it. And then he just shakes his dick at him.
Oh, that's not a pencil.
Oh.
So now he's being accused of exposing himself, and he, while saying to her how much he liked how the victim looked. So he whipped out his dick and was like, hey, you look pretty good, which I feel is not a good pickup line.
That was a compliment.
Yeah. Not in the supermarket.
Yeah.
I guess
that's a compliment at the bathhouse, Andy. That's not a compliment.
Women love it when you tell them that you're going to go home and jerk off thinking about them. That's their favorite thing.
Yeah, what can you say when you're bent down looking up someone's dress? You know?
And this is another nice motherfucker, babies. By the way, guys. Not caught. They're busting the cops for drug driving. This fucking guy who's running around Publix with a cell phone trying to sneak under skirts is fucking running free.
He's still at large.
Like a goddamn... Nile monitor lizard. He's fucking roaming the streets. Cape Coral.
Yeah. I'm sure he's renting Suttering John's Airbnb.
And that's not even the worst of it here in Cape Coral, guys. Not only are there perverts at the supermarket, they're fucking taken to the skies.
Oh, boy.
Some Cape Coral residents believe that peeping Toms are using drones to look through their windows.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, one gentleman was saying that he was in his kitchen and he looked up and a guy had a drone floating at eye level outside of his kitchen window looking in. And then, like, what do you do at that point? He goes out there and, like, the drone, he makes eye contact kind of with the drone. I know it's not really eye contact.
Well,
Yeah, and the thing just turned around and flew the fuck off. How do you catch whoever did that?
Yeah,
beats me. At the end of that article, it said there's no good reason for this to be happening. I think there's nothing but reasons to do that. You get the sensation of flying. You can case a place to rob it.
Yep.
Or maybe see some titties. You know, there's nothing but reasons to do it.
That's one of the main reasons they say they're doing it is to case places to rob.
Right.
Which I think is actually pretty ingenious. And terrifying. How many drones does Carl own, by the way?
Yeah. Too many.
We just cracked the case.
Yeah.
Enough to be suspicious.
When you say the guy owns drones, it's suspicious. Now, here's a fun one for you guys. A Fort Myers man is accused of firing off rounds into a pond next to a park where a bunch of kids play.
Oh, so going fishing is illegal now, huh?
Apparently.
What the fuck?
I thought we were about freedom in Florida. I
thought this was America.
But here's the problem. The gentleman, his name was Evan Kelly. He's a felon and not supposed to be around guns.
Oh. Yeah. So,
that was my favorite part. They said the cops overheard him saying, "Hey, I'm not supposed to be shooting guns." Like, what else did he confess to before they got there?
I'm not supposed to be doing this drugs either.
Yeah, it's a good thing I sold all that meth I cook at 21 Meadow Street.
Quick, hide the kayak. The Cape Coral police arrested 21-year-old Lloyd Ford when they found him and three others shooting guns right into the right into the public pond where the neighbors hang out.
What
He's just
fuck?
Blasting guns into it. Now,
go to the canal. You might hit an alligator.
I know, right?
I know. You'd be a hero.
Yeah.
He had 13 rounds of ammunition in his backpack. He was arrested for possession of a weapon and ammo by a convicted felon. The three other people with Ford, trespass warnings. They're allowed to shoot into the pods.
Yeah. The cops said that catching him was as easy as shooting fish in a pond.
Where's my boo button? Where's my boo button? All right. Here's a fun one for you. Kind of terrifying. A Cape Coral teenager is accused of shooting two Lehigh Acres senior citizens at an intersection last month. And now he's being charged as an adult. Now, Armando Cruz is 17. He's charged with two attempted second-degree murder counts, first-degree burglary while armed, shooting at, within, or into an occupied vehicle, and aggravated rioting. The shooting happened on March 19th. Robert Allswang, 75, and Janice Allswang, 68, were caught in the middle of a large gathering at an intersection.
Ooh.
They had just packed up their boat, these two old fucks. They had Jimmy Buffett playing. They were on their way to fucking Key West. Okay? And as they're driving, they realize there's something going on in the street. And all of these people, a large group of people, started surrounding their truck and boat and started kicking and shaking it.
Oh, shit.
They started punching, kicking the vehicle. Several suspects jumped into the truck and into the boat. Now, the sheriff said, Carmine Marceno, we should know him by name here, the sheriff of Cape Coral. We should make sure that we take note of that for Carl.
Yeah.
He may need him soon. Lee County Sheriff Carmine Mancuso said Cruz ran to the victim's window and fired a pistol, striking both.
Jesus.
Yeah. Now, the husband has been in the hospital until just recently, and this is an absolutely unspeakable fucking crime. There was no reason for any of this. The woman was shot in the chest and the arm, and the husband was shot through the neck.
Ooh.
They've arrested 15 people linked to the incident. So teenagers are shooting senior citizens for literally no reason.
Yeah.
Riots are breaking out in the middle of fucking intersections.
People are
shooting into the fucking pond.
Yeah.
There's monitor lizards roaming free. There's alligators. There's people releasing snakes for no fucking reason.
It's like the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah, it just keeps adding on top of each other.
Yeah.
Suddenly our Kia boys problem doesn't seem so bad.
Oh, I know, man. Rochester's great compared to this. Just don't buy a Kia.
Yeah. There's just Kias in piles like bikes in Germany. It's just you take them whenever you want.
That's fucked up, Andy. Guys, you have to wonder who's teaching these kids down there. Right?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Cape Coral police arrested Joseph Michael Reynolds. He's 30 years old. He's a middle school teacher at the Diplomat Middle School. And they arrested him on April 7th of this year for allegedly sending a picture of his dick to a student.
Oh!
So, this place is great.
Crozier's never heard of such a
thing.
The investigation revealed...
I mean, I did some shit for extra credit back in the day, but I wasn't getting dick pics. Holy fuck.
Yeah, that the teacher asked the student for their number so that they could exchange texts.
Oh!
Yeah. Which eventually resulted in him sending the photo.
Oh.
Well, he's a biology teacher. Some people are visual learners.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you should be a Florida lawyer, Andy. You need to get yourself a white fucking linen suit.
Yeah.
And get yourself a sweet Southern accent and wear those exact same glasses. Some people are visual learners, Your Honor. Now, after the police made contact with Reynolds, he was like, yeah, I guess. And they took him into custody.
Yeah, I guess.
He pretty much just admitted it. He's been charged with transmission of material harmful to a minor. The union had to come out and fucking say, yeah, you're not allowed to do this, or we don't defend you for this. And the school district's notified all of the parents, so who knows if more will come up from this.
Yeah.
But it's a pretty ballsy move when your teacher's just like, yo, let me get your number.
Yeah, for real.
That's Florida, and, baby.
Yeah, what was he doing that hasn't come up yet, as you were saying? We just had a guy here in town who had, like, he's a high school teacher. He had, like, an anonymous Snapchat or whatever account. And he was talking to all local teenagers pretending to be a teenager and getting them to send fucking nudes and all kinds of crazy shit. And then, they arrest the guy, and he's got, like, just a library of local nude minors on his phone. It's
Here's the Rochester
fuck?
Prep Academy file folder.
Yeah, what the
fuck? Here's school number 12. Here we go. Just a list of the schools. Oh, that's fucked up.
Always my favorite part of an article is when a scumbag like this gets suspended with pay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cops, teachers with tenure. It's just like, how is that? I mean, if I had to teach children, I'd be showing my dick to HR just to get out of having to do it. But
rip
the fact
right
that
the fuck out.
The fact that you get paid to just fucking stay home for being a fucking asshole is, that makes me sick.
It was a misunderstanding. I thought I was sending a picture of a Nile monitor lizard. I didn't realize it was a dick pic folder. It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. It does. These poor teenagers down there, man, they had a lot to deal with down in Cape Coral. It's not just their teachers fucking sexually, coming onto them. Yeah. It's the homeless now.
Oh, boy.
The Cape Coral police said a homeless man in a wheelchair faces a felony charge of sexual abuse against a teenage girl. Investigators say the crime took place steps away from Parkway Coronado, one of the busiest parts of the city. 33-year-old George Garcia is the one behind the abuse. Now, a 16-year-old girl was waiting at the bus stop when Garcia left the liquor store across the street. The two spotted each other, and the court documents state the teenager recognized him from before and talked to him. So this is a creep who's just chatting up teenagers.
Yeah.
And he's in a wheelchair, so a little, he's got the sympathy thing working
for
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe he gets more attention than, if I was trying to strike up a conversation with a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
I realized the other day I'm incapable of having a conversation with anyone under 35. I'm just not fucking doing it anymore. I'm not even fucking acknowledging them.
You're not missing much, honestly.
Yeah. But there is, it's a pop culture trope, right, of, the friendly neighborhood beloved homeless guy that's, he's just always around. Let's just buy him a sandwich and say hi. They're homeless for a reason. Like, they can't function in normal society.
Now, here's the problem, though. He convinces the teenage girl to drink some whiskey with him.
Oh, fuck.
And then he takes her on a date to Walgreens.
Wow. High roller, this one.
I guess. They drank some whiskey and they went to Walgreens. Yeah. Now, the court documents state that while the victim was laying on the ground next to Garcia, they were hanging out by the parking lot behind the place.
Yeah.
Garcia jumped out of his wheelchair on top of the teen, threatened to kill her. She screamed. At that point, he sexually abused the victim before she could get away.
Jesus.
Now, I don't believe in victim blaming, but
it's time to victim blame. The creep off. Victim blame. It's all about the blame. And where you lay it, victim blame. We'll say it.
Don't go fucking hanging around with drunk hobos in wheelchairs, you dumb kid. Why am I telling her this?
Yeah, when a homeless 60-year-old dude passes you a bottle, don't drink from it. That's never going to end well.
Hold
that's
on.
That's not a thing that's going to go well.
One more. Crows, you're going to like this one.
Oh.
I victim blame. Ooh, I'm sorry, but you brought this on yourself. I victim blame. Ooh, I'm sorry, but Rusty said you sort of deserve this.
How'd you guys get Phil Collins himself to sing that?
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
I knew you'd like that one. I should have hit that one. All right, so either way, this poor girl got herself in a little bit of a jam.
Yeah.
And she couldn't get away from this guy because apparently, like, once he got a hold of her, he was a real fucking grappler.
Yeah.
Like, strong upper body.
Maybe he's heavy or something.
Well, you wheel yourself around all day, you're going to have strong arms to hold 16-year-old girls down.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
He's been working on this his whole life. But, I mean, you let him on. You're hanging out with him, getting drunk. You're letting him buy you nail polish at Walgreens, and then you think he's not going to come on to you?
Do you think this guy's been begging all day for that nail polish money? Fucking Revlon? You think you're getting fucking Revlon?
Yeah.
And not putting out?
Yeah, you're putting out. If you get Revlon nail polish from a homeless man.
Get the fuck out of here. And some whiskey? Jesus. Jeez. Garcia is facing a felony charge of sexual abuse and also a misdemeanor for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. And that's not great, folks. So this is the first of what I'm sure is going to be many, many, many editions of Welcome to Cape Coral on the Creep Off. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining me today. Do you want to go visit Carl down there? Do you guys, like, before this episode, were you more likely to visit him than after this episode?
Before this episode, I was planning on it, and now I'm, like, slowly changing my mind.
Okay. I think you'll need to bring a net with you if you go, just in case those lizards come in or something.
Bring my lizard machete.
Yeah, suit of armor if you go near that canal. Holy shit.
And listen, don't take whiskey from the homeless.
Yeah.
That canal is going to be gone as soon as it's full of, you know, Coors Light cans and cat litter boxes just thrown in it from somebody's backyard. There's going to be a beaver dam of fucking bullshit in that canal.
You leave him alone. You leave that man alone.
Your best friend.
You leave my best friend alone, you. All right, folks. Thanks for being bonus content subscribers. Hope you had fun today. We're going to be back on Monday with a regular episode. I didn't want to leave you guys hanging. I want to make sure you got a fun one. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, it's nice to be important.
But it's more important to be nice.
Gia.
Oh, boy.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.